Everything was black and white, like those old noir films and shows I used to watch on TV when I was a little kid. But it wasn't Leave It to Beaver or Andy Griffith. I wasn't a smiling bright face fresh as flowers, enjoying beauty and having a great time doing so. My picket fence with chipped paint, whose pickets had fallen off in its age and experience, was decrepit and worn out. The floorboards would creak and shingles were battered by storms that came through too often to make repairs on the old ones. I never rode bicycles with my friends, and my parents never smiled at each other, and I was the product of the love of two people who never loved each other, whose fear of the unknown is what kept them together. Like how I stopped leaving the house when my neighbors unanimously decided I wasn't to be one of them. Tree limbs collapsed under the weight of all this rain and busted my once perfect picket fence, and my poor comfort was placed in stuffed animals that were only thrown away when the dogs ripped their stuffing from their once soft exteriors. I don't know if it was in the instant we met, or when we talked about this, or when we kissed, but somewhere along the timeline is when my eyes opened for the first time. I felt like I'd been sleepwalking through existence, maybe a ghost among the living. I could see them holding each other, I could see their love for each other, but it wasn't for me. I was always out of reach, as some sort of ethereal reminder to myself of everything that had gone wrong. But somewhere along our timeline you brought me back to life with your hand in mine. Your face lit up by the lights on my dad's truck's stereo, your eyes on me, and the soft rain outside that played on the windshield of my parked car. I was awoken, it's not black and white anymore. There are vibrant colors in the rainforest. It just takes a long time to get there from Georgia, but I'm willing to drive and pay for gas myself if I need to. My eyes were open when I was looking into yours in the seconds before our lips locked for the first time. It felt like a shock that jump started my heart and threw this ghost back into his human body. I was alive, and it was beautiful, like those maybe guilty eyes that looked at me, somehow satisfied with the power they have over me with your hand in mine. And our eyes opened together, the flash behind us, like these trees look good, but especially together. Your arm draped across my chest and your eyes barely closing, trying hard to stay awake but failing, and the digits of your spine I felt in those moments that I always find precious with your hand in mine. And our bones that might one day grow stronger and weaker again in time, but I'd only hope for that. That's fine, the grass is green and the sky is black and blue, like my bruises that healed because of you. I'm not damaged goods anymore, you're not damaged goods. Your lilacs in a meadow or redwood pines growing taller and stronger over time. You're all the flowers in my garden, you're a music box on a mantle and the fireplace it rests upon, or a fairground Ferris wheel where I want to kiss you someday. You're as beautiful as autumn, but that's just a coincidence, because what's caught me in your gravity is how hospitable the surface is. You better believe I'll give this all I've got, not only for you but for myself, because I believe that you know how to make a mosaic out of these broken pieces. I know you're creative, I know we can collaborate and brainstorm together a way to restore our rubble together. Once the fire in our houses go out, we'll be able to build new ones. Once we clear their ashes, we'll be able to stitch these wounds shut. And I think I've got quite a few, and I think that you do too, but I'll be your doctor, baby. We can ride through this together. Thank you.